Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Here's an email. Hey, John Williams, I heard Hocking Hills is coming on your radio show. I just wanted to say that after hearing about this spot on your radio station, I took my family and we had the best time. It was a beautiful, unforgettable trip. How about that, Karen?
We love to hear that.
Actually, I'm going to see some friends tonight who have been over there as well. And they just said, you know, there's great places in Illinois, and there are. But
absolutely,
this is not that far away, and it is another world, isn't it?
It really is. And I think most people are surprised because they don't expect that in the Midwest.
Right.
And so but it's a very pleasant surprise.
Well, it's eastern Ohio, right?
It's southeastern, yes. To the Ohio River. You're not too far from the West Virginia border down there.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So are we far enough east and south in your state, in that state, say that the Appalachians are starting to...
Yes. We're actually in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah, well, that explains then some of the geography.
Exactly, and that's how we ended up with the caves and the cliffs and the ravines.
So this is Karen Raymore. She's back again, the executive director of Hocking Hills Tourism Association. ExploreHockingHills.com is the website. And our Best of the Midwest on Thursdays likes to take some time to tell you about a place you might go for a long weekend, maybe a midweek break. Where is Hocking Hills? What does that even mean?
It's actually a very easy drive from Chicago. It is 50 miles southeast of Columbus, Ohio. So from Chicago, you jump on 94, get over to 65, I-65 right down to Indianapolis, and then east on I-70, you pick up US 33. So it's four lane the whole way. And it's just a very easy drive.
And is Hocking Hills a town, a county?
The Hocking Hills is kind of a region, but the majority of it sits in Hocking County.
I see.
And so that's where, once you get into the county, you really start to see the landscape change.
So Columbus, you said, is about an hour away?
Yes.
And so that would be maybe the nearest big town. Tell me about the towns in this county.
Well, the city, the county seat is the city of Logan, which, like a lot of small towns in the Midwest, they have been working really hard to revitalize. And so now there are multiple eateries and shops in the historic downtown area, which is quite nice. There is the village of Laurelville, a few other small townships, but it's very rural.
So if I go there, where am I going to stay?
Well, you're probably going to want to rent one of the cabins. That's kind of the quintessential experience, is to have the cabin in the woods. So you'll be in Hocking County. You won't necessarily be in a municipality as far as a city or a village.
I see.
But that's the most popular accommodations, and that's what we have the most of. We do have a couple of hotels, a few, but we're really known for the cabins and the lodges.
So I'm going to stay there, and what am I going to do when I'm out there?
You're probably going to go hiking. That's one of the number one activities. And the Hocking Hills State Park, which is actually six non-contiguous parks under that umbrella name. There are trails in every one of those parks, and they range from being completely handicap accessible to being quite challenging.
Mm. So is this a spring break thing, maybe?
It's a great place for families that want to do spring break. We know a lot of families come because it's a chance to get everybody off the screens. You know, cut the screen time,
yeah,
and spend time outside doing things in nature, which is just good for you. It's good for your health. It's good for your mind.
You don't have any snow out there right now?
No. We're happy to say that we had good snow, so that means our waterfalls are really, really active.
Oh, is that a feature?
Very much so. A lot of people come for the waterfalls. There are seven major waterfalls, but after we've had the kind of snow and precipitation that we had this winter and early parts of spring, I guess we're still technically not in spring yet,
right,
but
yeah.
But as we get closer, that really activates all the smaller waterfalls too.
So what else do I do if I don't want to hike? We hiked Thursday. What are we going to do Friday?
You could go to the wineries. We have wineries and breweries and even a moonshine distillery. We also have a new children's museum. If you're traveling with little ones, The Children's Museum is wonderful, and that's located in downtown Logan. So there's also zip lining, horseback riding. Come April, the canoe liveries all get back into renting canoes.
Oh, really?
And kayaks.
So I would rent a canoe or kayak and go up and down?
Yes, the Hocking River.
Yeah.
You can also rent a pontoon boat on Lake Logan.
Oh.
Which, you know, just it's a no-wake lake, so it's not you're not going to go fast. You're just going to putz around. But it's on a nice day, it's a beautiful way to spend the afternoon.
Fishing probably then, too.
Fishing is really big, both at Lake Logan and Rose Lake, which is in the Hocking Hills State Park.
You know, we talked about the trails, and I'll just mention this because I've seen this. The Hocking Hills Trail was voted like one of the best trails in America.
Yes, we are so honored. But at Whispering Cave, which is the newest of the trails in the Hocking Hills State Park, was voted the best trail in the U.S.
So there's caves you go into?
They're not the kind of cave. You know, if you're thinking of like underground, like mammoth caves, it's not that kind of cave. These are sandstone caves. So while there are very tall cave walls, it's open at the top.
Oh.
Which for somebody gets a little claustrophobic like me, that's the kind of cave I can handle.
You all have a new lodge out there?
We do. In 2016, the dining lodge, which was strictly just a dining restaurant facility, burned, unfortunately. And so 2 years ago, they opened up. The state put in a lot of money. This is the newest of the Hocking Hill or the Ohio State Park lodges. And it is the Hocking Hills Lodge and Conference Center, of course. And it is just spectacular. Most all the rooms have balconies. You're looking right out into the woods. There's also a trailhead for Whispering Cave right there behind the lodge. They've got, of course, restaurant on site, indoor, outdoor pools, all of the amenities that you would expect at a resort.
So if I don't go this spring, maybe I do, but just talk to me about reservations for these cabins and lodges and places.
Well, if you're planning to visit between, I'd say the first or second week of June and Labor Day, the sooner you make your reservations for your accommodations, the more choices you'll have. And those can really range from if it's just, you know, you and your significant other doing a getaway. They have little cabins that are tucked into the woods that are delightful. They also have several luxury lodges that have got game rooms with pool table, arcade games, indoor pool. I mean, you basically have your own private resort.
Yeah.
We have some kind of whimsical accommodations like hobbit huts. These are little cabins that were built into the side of the hillside, and they, you know, fancied after the Hobbits movies and the trilogy. So there's a 1950s train caboose. So if you want to do something really unique, also tree houses, and we're getting more tree houses, seems like every year.
Didn't it seem to me like somebody told me they were out there and they had their own pond or pool or tub or something? What am I thinking about?
You're probably thinking hot tub, because that's one of the things that the cabins are known for. Almost all of them have hot tubs.
Yeah.
And also, we're part of the Dark Night Sky area in Ohio. So the stargazing is spectacular.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that?
Oh, we have an actual astronomy park, the John Glenn Astronomy Park.
What does that mean?
And that is a dedicated facility within the Hocking Hills State Park. And on weekends, I believe they're even doing it tonight because of the lunar eclipse.
Full blood moon.
Yeah. They have a high-powered telescope and an astronomer that comes down from Columbus and does programs.
So you're far enough from the city, you don't have a lot of light pollution, and the sky is pretty bright, huh?
Really good. And then also the general plaza of the park, it has got can accommodate your own telescope. So a lot of astronomers and, you know, kind of beginners want to bring their own telescope, and that's encouraged as well because it's just beautiful stargazing. But you can also do that from your hot tub at your cabin.
Walk me through one of the trails. Like, how mature are the trees? Is there a lot of brush? What is the wooded walk like?
There are a lot of trees, a lot of hemlock trees, which are wonderful in the winter because they remain green, of course, and the snow lays beautifully on them. The trails are pretty mature. People have been hiking in the Hocking Hills area, and specifically at Hocking Hills State Park, for more than decades, centuries probably is a better description. So you're gonna have everything for example, at Ash Cave, which is an accessible trail. And so whether you've got little ones and you have a stroller, or perhaps you're in a wheelchair, you can access that cave because it's a nice level. It's more of a stroll than a hike.
Yeah.
And there's a waterfall that, you know, for a reward at the end of the, and it's very short. It's only like a quarter mile.
And then some of them must be tens of miles.
And then, yes, there are other hikes that are quite a bit more challenging. Cantwell Cliffs is an area that is not as often visited as the other areas. Old Man's Cave is the most famous. But Cantwell Cliffs is one of those areas that when you hike it, you know you've hiked.
Karen Raymore is here. She is the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. All of this stuff now you've been talking about, I presume I'll find or links to at explorehockinghills.com.
Exactly.
And WGN Radio is going to do another one of our prize giveaways for Hocking Hills, a three-night stay at Hocking Hills State Park and Lodge and Conference Center. That's the one you were talking about?
Yes.
Three-night stay there?
Yes.
Wow. So that'd be 4 days, three nights. Mm-hmm. Dinner for two, a two-hour pontoon boat rental at the Lake Logan Marina. You mentioned that. And a welcome basket with some snacks and goodies, maybe some syrup, something like that.
Yes.
You did bring us a bottle of this here. Pure Hocking Hills, Ohio maple syrup. Is that a big deal over there?
It is. Well, this is maple syrup season right now. Last weekend was maple syruping in the hills. The sap is running, so they're starting to collect and process and turn it into all kinds of sweet goodies.
Okay. So if you want to register to win that getaway, go to WGNradio.com, click on the contest page. It's that simple. Put your name and poop there, and we'll go ahead and pull somebody's name, and you win the prize. Listeners can enter by just going to the contest page at WGNradio.com. Okay, before I let you go, any other specials coming up? Anything else we haven't mentioned that maybe is hot on your calendar?
Well, we've got our summer festivals that will be coming up. In June, we have the Washboard Music Festival. also, the Nelsonville Music Festival. Both of them are great. Nelsonville Music Festival in the past has had some pretty big names. They've had Willie Nelson come to the Nelsonville.
So country, so, folk, maybe bluegrass.
Bluegrass, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then a Lily Fest in July, which is a celebration of art and nature. And it is, we call it the Unfestival because you won't smell any corn dogs or, you know, deep fried anything. It's very focused on music and art. There's a juried art show. And then the Bishop Educational Gardens, where this is located, is just, you know, fabulous gardens everywhere. So if you love art and nature, that's a great one.
Well, Karen, it's nice to see you again. You do a real nice job selling Hocking Hills, although you almost don't need to.
You're right.
It does sort of sell itself, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a lovely part of the woods, and you would say 4 to 5 hours maybe?
Actually, probably closer to six.
Six, yeah.
That's why for the prize package, you know, it's a three-night stay, because if you're going to drive that far, you want to stay at least three nights.
Got it. Go to WGNradio.com, the contest page, and you can explore Hocking Hills at explorehockinghills.com. And that's our best of the Midwest. Karen, thank you for the syrup, and thank
you're
you
welcome.
For coming in again.
Thank you.